No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gerber Show. Good to have you along for the conversation. A lot to talk about today, that's for sure. Here are three big things you need to know. Number one, trail cameras for hunters. Could they go away in Michigan? Man, would that create a stir. Number two, what was the FBI's role in that Whitmer kidnapping plot? Well, one of the folks is ready to talk, I guess. And number three, reports everywhere now, waiting for an official report from the Auditor General, that Michigan and the Whitmer administration undercounted the number of people that died in long-term care facilities dramatically. Charlie LaDuff, Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist, been on this program a couple of times. COVID deaths in Michigan's long-term care facilities are at least 42% higher than the Whitmer administration admits. That according to preliminary reports by the state's Auditor General. That would put Whitmer's Michigan on par with Cuomo's New York in terms of concealing the truth about LTCFs. More to come. Another report from the Detroit News. A much-anticipated state investigation will report the number of COVID-19 deaths linked to long-term care facilities in Michigan is nearly 30% above what state officials previously tallied. I've told you this since March 2020, that the numbers we were getting from nursing homes were not possibly accurate. Wasn't possible because the numbers coming out of places like, well, out of places like Wisconsin and Minnesota were 60, 70, 80% of their deaths were coming from, at least they reported, were coming from nursing homes, while Michigan was saying only 20% of the cases here were from nursing homes. Didn't make any sense then. And now that we've gone through it, we know that it's not right. And you look at the, well, the problem you have here. One of the big problems you have is the discrepancies between reports of who died and who was sick. And it's all questionable. You know, we've learned this, for example, way back in August 2020, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said on average there were 2.6 additional conditions or causes per death from COVID. So there's one huge discrepancy, right? Huge discrepancy. And those are the kind of problems that create questions with the numbers. And the numbers never did make sense. And so now we know that we're told by CDC Director Rochelle Walensky that 75% of the people that died from COVID had at least four comorbidities. The real question is, how many people died that had no comorbidities? That'd be the real question. How many people died that were healthy? And so, I mean, and you can go back and look at the problems with, and we talked about this with the medical examiner Daniel Spitz in Macomb County being forced to contribute to the problem by writing down suicides when they had a corpse identified with the virus. So you look at all of these issues with the numbers, and then you look at the fact that, well, the vast majority of people in Michigan that died, this is true, from COVID, and we'll say from COVID for this one, were over 60 years of age. So the vast majority then were people who had age and comorbidities working against them. Right? And so then you look at the fact that Governor Whitmer was sending COVID-positive patients. COVID-positive patients into long-term care facilities where they shouldn't have been. They should not have been. The truth of the matter is, only four or five states did that, and every state where that happened, the outcomes were terrible. Terrible. New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, to name three of them. So it's no surprise to me, because I told you then that the number of people dying in long-term care facilities had to be much higher. Had to be much higher than what we're being told. Because there was no way that Minnesota and Wisconsin could have death rates in long-term care facilities 60, 70, 80%. And Michigan being at 20% or lower. Right now, before this report comes out, it stands at 22%. But those numbers are going to be massively updated. But again, I don't know that the numbers go far enough, because that will not put you on path. It will not put you on path with states like Minnesota and Wisconsin, who have been keeping closer track, much closer track of death in long-term care facilities. It's a step in the right direction. I'll continue to see what LaDuff comes up with, and the Detroit News and these other folks that have been able to dig into this, because I am interested in what the answer is. That's what I'm interested in, what the answer is, period. I have to be, because I want the numbers to be accurate. Here's the problem, though. Here is the problem. If it's shown that America was misled by way of these governors, and Governor Whitmer was misleading her state like Andrew Cuomo misled people in New York, and of course, you know, those numbers were updated as soon as he was tossed out of office dramatically, what will it mean for the political fortunes of Gretchen Whitmer? It would be another huge hit for her. And despite recent polling, questionable polling, that said she has 56% support among people in Michigan, which I don't believe, and you shouldn't either, it will put pressure on her campaign. And so this report is potentially a huge bombshell, and you can tell it's a big bombshell because Whitmer's people are already pushing back on it. And Auditor General reports almost never get any attention at all. They're ignored for the most part. Ignored. But in this case, they've done something different by going after the report and the Auditor General, which should tell you a lot about what's happening. Should tell you a lot about what's happening and the way cases were counted in Michigan. We'll keep you up to date on that for sure. Coming up in a moment here on the program, we'll have Paul Marino, Dean of Social Sciences, Hillsdale College, to talk about the decisions by the Supreme Court, plus Dr. John Lott coming as well. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show. You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.